bringing together leading Iranian, European and international officials, scholars and researchers, this Brussels conference was dominated by growing tensions between Washington and Tehran. Iranian Deputy Foreign Minister Sayed Mohammad Kazem Sajidpour accused the US of targeting Iran with unjust criminal economic warfare. We asked him about Iran's success in taking down an American spy drone and the growing tensions generally.
When there is pressure, when there is hegemonic desires, there is also resistance. So vis-a-vis maximum pressure, Iranian response is maximum resistance.
Experts at the Brussels conference agreed it's essential EU leaders make a more concerted effort to save the 2015 landmark Iran nuclear deal.
In order to have a stable Middle East, which is absolutely central to European security interests, you cannot build a regional system based on the exclusion of Iran.
Just up the street from the Brussels conference, EU leaders were holding their latest summit. At the end of their meeting, it was asked why had US-Iran tensions not been placed as an emergency item on the summit agenda.
You know, I think that sometimes it's better not to intervene. It's the biggest problem is in, was always provoked by too active politics, not too passive.
However, many argue if the EU remains too passive with Trump and Iran ends up leaving the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action nuclear deal, the knock-on effects could be dire.
Some security analysts are suggesting the single most effective way the EU could help ease tensions is by living up to its legal responsibilities contained in the Iran nuclear deal, particularly with respect to ensuring the Islamic Republic benefits economically from the accord. Jerome Hughes, Press TV, Brussels.